Chapter 47. Captain Healy was already at the scene when Jesse and the cavalry arrived. Lucas Wellstein approached him. "Captain," he said to Healy.
"Lucas," Healy said.
"Where is everybody?" Wellstein said.
"Meaning?"
Jesse said.
"The movie people, where are they?"
"Once they got word that production had been suspended, they packed up and left."
"Left town?"
"Probably. They just went back to their local accommodations."
"I'm sorry to hear that."
"Sorry to hear what?" Jesse said.
"I had hoped they would remain on the site, so that I might question them."
"We had no idea you would be coming." "We did speak with each member of the cast and crew and collected contact information for all of them."
"We?"
"My officers and I." Wellstein smiled sardonically.
"I'm sure you did an excellent job," he said. "I still wish they'd stayed, but hey, that's water under the bridge now, isn't it?"
His smile reeked of both personal and professional insincerity. Jesse didn't say anything.
"We'll be taking over from here," Wellstein said. "Thank you for all that you've done."
"Would you like to see the information we compiled?"
"Not just yet. I'll get back to you about it."
Neither Jesse nor Healy said anything.
"Can you show me the crime scene?"
Jesse led him to the spot where Marisol and Frankie had been shot.
"Killing took place right here," Jesse said. "CSI unit already did their inspection."
"That's damn fine police work, Stone," Wellstein said. "You should also commend Captain Healy for that. I'm sure he'll be appreciative." Wellstein looked at Jesse.
"Are you being condescending, Chief Stone?"
"Jesse."
"I don't take kindly to attitude, Jesse."
"Neither do I." The two men stared at each other.
"Do we have a problem?" Wellstein said.
"I would hope not," Jesse said.
"I would hope not as well."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"I think I can handle things from here," Wellstein said.
"I would hope so," Jesse said. "It's uncanny," Healy said, as he and Jesse wandered away.
"What is?" Jesse said.
"How you manage to piss people off."
"It's a gift."
"Lucas Wellstein isn't someone you want to be on the wrong side of."
"Too late now."
"Can I ask you a question?"
Jesse didn't say anything.
"What exactly was it that set you off?"
"I beg your pardon," Jesse said.
"What about him got your goat?"
"Pretty much everything."
"What everything?"
"Quit hawking me. You know exactly what I mean."
Healy smiled.
"He is a bit of a shit," Healy said.
"And that's just for openers," Jesse said.